Today's Pesachim Daf Peches, and today we're going to talk about an Agarata. An Agarata right here on Peches Siman Aleph. We're just going to give 5 or 6 Pshatim for this Agarata. The Gemara says on top, based on the Pasuk from Sefer Yeshayahu in the second parak, Va'amar Rabbi Elazar, my dichsiv alchu amim rabim, v'amru luchu v'nalo el har Hashem. The nations will go, many nations will go, and they say, let us all go up to our Hashem, el beis Elokei Yaakov, to go up to the house of Elokei Yaakov, Gomer, Elokei Yaakov, lo Elokei Avraham Yitzchak. Why are the nations going to say the God of Yaakov and not the God of Avraham and Yitzchak? So the Gemara answers, el Eloka Avraham, shekasa bohar, not like Avraham Avinu, who called the Makam HaMikdash a mountain, shene'emar by the Akedah asher yomer hayom v'har Hashem yeira'eh. So Avram called it a har, v'lo ki Yitzchak, and not like Yitzchak, shekasev bo sadeh, shene'emar v'yetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh, he goes out to daven in the field, el ki Yaakov shekaru bayis, shene'emar v'yikresh yom hakom ahu beis el. So Yaakov calls it a bayis. So what's the pshat that Avram calls it a har, Yitzchak calls it a sadeh, and Yaakov calls it a bias. What is the meaning of that? Just before we start the Pshatim, you see on the side, it says, look at Tosfos in Brachas, Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Tosfos there at the end of the fifth parak, the Gemara says there that you're not supposed to daven in a field. Chatzif alai manda matzli bebiksa. Right, it's inappropriate to daven in the field. So that's the, right, the last lines of the fifth parak here. So ask Tosfos, v'yim tamar haksiv v'yetzi yisak lasuach basada. Yisra went to daven in the field. Right, we went to daven in the field. So in Sicha Elatfila, so how do we reconcile? So V'yesh Lomar, Hasam, Mayri, Bahara Maria, right? So maybe Sadeh doesn't really mean Sadeh in the normal Sadeh sense, but it's talking about the Makam HaMikdash. Kidda Amrina B'Psachim, and he quotes our Gemara, Perakha Isha, Lok Yisra, Shikaro Sadeh, Inami, Biksa, Dahacha, Mayri, Bibika, Bimakam, Shiragilin, Sham, B'nei Adam, La'avar, V'hochei Drachim. In the place that is inappropriate, like the Gemara here in Brachas, that's where people, it's a big thoroughfare, people going and coming. It's not just a private field somewhere. A private field somewhere would be okay. Just the major going and coming area, that would be the problem. Okay, so back to the question, what is the message of this Gemara between Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? So I think we'll try to quote 6 different Pshatim as to the message. So first from the Akedas Yitzchak. It says the Akedas Yitzchak in Shar Chafei. Avram Avinu bioso harishon shehivchin vanagas hakadosh baruch hu ha'olam. Avram Avinu was the one who first was makir hakadosh baruch hu. As we know, lohaya biyado lahakir levaris godol ha'metzias hashgachas hakadosh baruch hu alabruim. So he did the first step. He was Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he brought Hashem to the world. Right? Elokei Ha'aretz, Elokei HaShamayim, Elokei Ha'aretz. Ki zeh davar noma minisyonos gedolim la'orech hazman. And it took a long time, as we'll read soon. Be'ez Hashem in a minute. V'lachin is yachis al kirvas ha'adam al HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'mo har shu gavoa me'al ha'aretz. The first level of Hashgacha is that Hashem exists, like a mouth that is all the way up. Ve'eno mushpa kol kach me'hatova shel hatal k'mo ha'aretz hane'evedes. So Avram came up with the idea. Amnam Yitzchak shekvar ra'a yoser hashgachah hakadosh baruch hu, but Yitzchak saw the lemaisa involvement of Hashem. Kagon, where did Yitzchak see hakadosh baruch hu? Through his shiduchim. Kagon mashenasa lo b'metzias bazuko ube eris plishtim, how he dealt with the me'ah sha'arim. Kvar yada shekvar hakadosh baruch hu abruav, hi kamo sadeh sheba'alav shomer alav tamid. A little more connected, a field is close to you, not a mountain all the way up there. Lochin is Yachis laKadosh Baruch Hu bedarga shel sadeh. V'laka karal har Maria. Avol Yaakov laAcher mashenasalom Esav bechora. He saw the hashgacha pratis, how close that taking care of him with Esav in the bechora kfar, and he was saved. Kfar yada v'hizik bedarga hashgacha shikmo ben bayis hagor imo bebayis echad. And that's why it's called a bias. Okay, so this Akedas Yitzchak tries to make the distinctions through Avram Avinu's recognition and the different levels of Ashkacha that they brought to the world. Avram Avinu brought the idea of Yediyas Hashem, we might say, that he exists, and Yitzchak brought it more into Hashgachas Hashem, and maybe Yaakov even, is even closer to Hashgacha Pratis, right? This relates to the first parak in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam talks about the history of belief in Hashem and the history in non-belief in Hashem, where he talks about the beginning that Hashem created all the constellations, and there were those that were serving the constellations because they thought that was a covet to Hashem. But as the Rambam describes, the recognition of him, capital H, went down and down. Kivin sha'archu ha'yamim nishtaka Hashem ha'nechbad v'anora mipi kol ha'yikum umidaitam v'lo ikiruhu. All humanity forgot Hashem, right? They forgot it, and they never knew it. V'nimsu kol ama aretz v'anashem v'aktanim einen yodim el atzur shal eitz v'ha'even v'heichal shal binyin sh'nishchad chumit katnusam l'shtach v'zlaim u'la'avdam u'lehishava b'shman. They were educated from a very young age to be mischanech and focus on the stones and the rocks and the buildings. V'achachamim shayu bohen k'gona komrim v'chayotzi bohen, and the priest that they had, midamin she'en shem eloah ela kochavim v'galgalim, it was all about the stars, sh'nasu atzuro sa'elu b'glalan u'ledamosan avol tzur ha'olamim lo haya shem makiro. But Hashem, there was no one that knew him. V'lo yodo, no one that was makir, no one that knew him. Elo yechidim ba'olam. Only yechidim. Kagon chanoch u'musu shalach v'noach v'shem be'ever. A few here and there. V'al derech zeh. This way, that a few yechidim knew and everybody else did not know, it continued this way. Ha'olam mizgalgel v'olech ad she'nolad amudo shel olam. Shehu Avraham Avinu. The amuda olam, Avraham Avinu was born. Kivan shenigmal Eitan Zeh. Interesting, he's called Eitan in this case. Maybe we'll get back to that. But a little bit later, when he was Nigmal Eitan Zeh, Hitchal Shotet Bedaitov, who Katan, when he was still a child, Ulachashev Bayom of Alayla, he started to think, how old was he? We'll see. By Tamiya, Hechav Shashia Galgal Hazeh, no Heik Tamid. How is it possible that it's always orbiting? V'lo yelo manig umi yisavev oto, and nobody's turning it. Lefish iyef shashi yisavev es atzmo. V'lo hayelo lo malamed v'lo modia davar. Ela mushka bu'ur kazdim. Bein ovdei avodah zarah hatipshim. Right, he was amongst the avodah zarah. There were no teachers. V'aviv v'imo v'chala amovdim avodah zarah. V'u haya ovid imahen, and he was an ovid avodah zarah. V'libo mishotet umevin. But his heart was looking for more. Achi hisig derecha emes v'heven kava tzedek midaito anachona. Until he figured it out. V'yada sheyishem aloka echad. V'hu manhig galgal. V'hu bara hakol. V'ein b'kol anipsa aloka chutz bimenu. He recognized that there is a God. He's the one in charge. He was the one that created all, and there's no one else. All of those are important factors. V'yada shekala amtom, he knew the whole world was making a mistake. Amazing. That's why he's Avram Ivri on the other side of the world. V'dara shagaram lam l'tauz z'sha'ovdim esakuchav v'sasuros at sha'avada emes bidaitam. And here the Rambam says, u'ben arba'im shana hikir Avram izbaro. 40 years old. The Ravid says he was 3 years old. Right? The Rambam himself said that he started off as a katan. It's a process. He started thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu when he was a katan. Right, so he must have come to a certain level of understanding when he was 40. And maybe when he was 3 years old, he started even thinking about it. Akivisha Yada, and this was his uniqueness, because Misu Shalach and Shem and Aver and Noach also knew about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he didn't keep it to himself. Kivisha Hikar Vyada Hiskal Hashiv Chuba Osabne or Kastim, Valarach Dini Mahem, Valomar Angel Derach Emes, Shadem Ochimba, Vishibet Slamim, Vihilchal Odiela Am, Shein Roi Lavod, Ella Ella Loa Haolam. V'lo ra'ui l'shtachavos, u'la hakriv, u'la naseach. Give karbanas to him, k'dei she'ekiru kalabrum haba'im. And v'chulu, and he continued, there was a nace, right, he was saved from Urkastin, the Rambam alludes to, kivet she'gavar alei b'rayosav, b'ke she'mach lahargo nasa lo nace, v'yasa l'charan, v'hidcha lamod v'likbos b'kol gadol, l'chol ha'amol odiyim she'ish aloha echad, l'chol ha'olam v'lo ra'ui lavod, and he continues, until he gets to Yitzchak Avinu. Till he gets to Yitzchak. V'odiel Yitzchak v'yashav Yitzchak malamidu machzir. And that's it. Yitzchak gets one sentence. But either way, this is all the Akedas Yitzchak that Avraham Avinu brought belief to the world, but it was all the way up there. It was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's on high, even though he's Mashgiach in the world. But it wasn't as tangible, let's say, as palpable. And that was Yitzchak in terms of marriage, and Yaakov in terms of being saved by... He became a Ben Bias. The Gemara calls Choni HaMa'agel a Ben Bias in Tainas on Dafyu Tes. Number one. Number two, says the Maharsha and the Abarbanel at the beginning of Yeshayahu. Maybe it's the three Bate Mikdash. That's what's being referred to. Avraham Avinu, the first Mikdash, is protected. It's on high, but it's not fully protected, right? It's on a mountain. You could it could be attacked. Yitzchak is the least protected. It's the field. It's open to the elements. Yaakov Avinu is referring to the Bayis Shlishi, which is the most protected. Says the Marsha, Mavur B'Medrash, Mashal HaMelech Sho'elo Gimel Ohavim, three beloved friends, Ubikesh Livnos Platian, and he wanted to build a palace. Hevi L'Rishon, he brings the first one, Amar Zachar Yisi Oso Har Hayem Mitchila, Hevi L'Sheni Amar Zachar Yisi Sade, Hayem Hevi L'Gimel Amar Zachar Yisi Platin, Hayem Mitchila, Amar HaMelech Hayecha Shani Boneh Platinin, V'Kor Ani Oso L'Shmecha, Shenamer base Elokei Yaakov. Va'kavana, Moshakazav Sha'avo Seim Simon Labanim. Va'avram Oev Ha'echad Sha'omar Zachar Yisi Har. Hu Haya Simon Labayis Rishon Shashchina Isa Shomeres Bo Kishomer Barosh Har. Miu Shmiras Arai V'lo Keva. It was Shmiras Arai. V'yalav Nomar Al Har Tzion Shesh Shameim. The Har Tzion became desolate. Oev Ha'beis Shu Yitzchak Sha'omar Zachar Yisi Sadeh. Hayhu Simon Labayis Sheini. Shoyebo Shmir Pchusa. Yoser, the least, Shalohaya Bo Kamadvarim, Shabbat Rishon, right? It was missing those five things. Falav Nemer Tzion Sada Techarish. Vyoev Ashlishi, Shamal Platin Hayamitrila, Ratzolomar Kodim Shnivra Ha'olam. Koshkazbar Makram Shinagu, right? We know one of the things created before the world was created was the base of Migdash. Vitrila Samachshava, Usof Maisa, Shu Simin Labayas Ha'achron, Jibana Beherv Yamenu, Shiabo Shmira Mu'ula. Umi Yusheves Bebayas Besa Platin, Shaz Yelchu Vagomer, and all the nations would come. So that's the Marsha, the Abarbanel, three Bate Mikdash, and their levels of protection. Number three, the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit. The Mabit, who was Mekadesh? Each one, this is the Mabit in Beis HaBechira in Parakeh, where he talks about the levels of Kedusha. Harabayas, who Har HaMoria? Right, this is what the Rambam, you know, the Mabit, the Kiryat Sefer, writes, paraphrases the Rambam, and then he quotes some sources for the Rambam usually. So he quotes, talking about the Makom HaMikdash, says the Rambam here, says the Kiryat Sefer, where he describes that the people who are Tomei have to be Yotzei Michutz Lamachaneh, and out of Harabayas, those who have Tumah Yotzei Migufo, Zav and Zavas Yoldos, Nechnasel Stosham, Shekol Harabayas Mikudash. Because all of our Abayas has Kedusha. Kiddich Siv, Bahar Hashem, Yeraeh. Demashme, Dekol Hahar, Hu Mekudesh Lashem. Kemachan Lashchina Velaviyah. Venira. And now says the Mabit. De Kedusha, Sar Abayas, Shavala Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is Mekadesh, Harabayas. Shekara Har. The Kedushas HaAzara, going further in, Yitzchak Avinu. Shekara Sada, Dechsev, Vayetzi Yitzchak Lasso Basada. Viazara Hikisada, Sheina Mechuse. The Azar doesn't have a roof. It's like a field, open to the elements. V'kedushas Abayis Atzmo Yaakov Avinu. Shekaro Abayis Kedechsiv Ein Zeki Beis Alokim. V'kala Bahar Abayis Hazeh Kipin Agabi Kipin. And he continues. So he suggests the three stages of Kedusha. And there are other rise to this, that there are different levels of Kedusha. First of all, and different levels of stages of Hakdasha. Remember the Gemara in Zvachim. Right, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov maybe put it into potential in terms of the Maisa Avos Simin or Yetzira Labanim, but the who actually did it, who built on that was David and Shlomo. That's the Gemara in Zvachim Adav Chav Dalad, where the Gemara talks about what if a Kohen stands in the Azara, but after having removed one of the tiles. So he's on the ground of the Azara, but he's not on the floor. So, Ne'akra Ha'evin V'amad Bimko Mamahu. Ask the Gemara, Maika Mibayalei, Ki Kaddish David Ritzpa El Yona Kaddish. When David HaMelech was Mekadesh the Mikdash, did he sanctify just the upper layer, the floor? O Dilma Adla Aris to Tahoma Kaddish. Or was he Mekadesh it all the way down? Was he Mekadesh it all the way down? Ask Tosfos, David? Shlomo built the Mikdash. What is David doing here? What do you mean David was Mekadesh? Ask the Tosfos, V'yafagav de Shlomo Bana, Habayis David Kidsha. Even though Shlomo HaMelech built the base of Mikdash, David was Mekadesh, meaning there was a Hakdasha even before the Bayis was built. That's reflective of this idea of the Mabit, of the different levels of Kedusha. There's the Kedusha of the Har itself, going in, Har Abayis, and the Azara, and the Heichal going all the way in, the different statuses of the Kedusha. We had a shiur recently relating to the Kedusha of flying over Har Abayis, and we spoke about the Rambam and the Ravid, but that also, the Achronim, the Rav Zhalti writes in the Mishnas Yavetz in Arachayim and Siman Mem Zayin to discuss the Shita of the Ravid. Remember the Ravid says in Beis HaBechira, Ein bo karis. The Rambam Pshita that the Kedusha is lost to Lavo, and therefore Har HaBayis now is just like as it was, but the Raivis Lashon is, right, he has Sod Hashem Li Reyav, that the Kedusha is Asad Lishtanos, and he says, Laficha Chanichnas Ata Shem Ein bo karis. So what does the Ein bo karis mean? So the Meiri quoted this Misorah that they used to walk into Har HaBayis, Bizman Hazeh, but we saw from many others that the Minog is that Minog that the Miri quotes has no a basis in the other Mefarshim, really, in terms of saying that it really doesn't have any Kedusha. And if you look in the Mishnas Yavetz, he says, so what's the Pshat of the Ravid then? If you assume that the Ravid is saying it's sol asa daraisa to go in, but there's no kares, it must be there are two level types of Kedusha. There's Kedushas Makom and Kedushas Mikdash or Kedushas Mechitzos. And Kares is totally on the Kedushas Mikdash Mechitzos, while the Isser of Knisa to go in could even be there just from the Kedushas Makom. Says the Mishnas Yavetz. Lefisa Nir Badas Arrivet. Sha'av Shabala Kedushas HaMikdash, Vanichlasata Shav Ein Bo Kares, Aval Isser Lav Yesh Gam Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam says, "What's machaneh? Machaneh shchina. V'alu kedushas machaneh shchina yish gam bezman hazeh. V'lachin anichnas shom betuma over beisur lav." Right, and that's is a smach. Right, to this Mabit, that there are different Kedushas. There's a Kedushas Harabayas, there's Kedushas Azara, there's Kedushas Makom. Again, not exactly the same idea, but it's a smach. Next, that's number three. Number four, the Nitziv. The Nitziv in the Hamak Davar tells us that there were three Amudim that we know that support the world, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, and each of these Amudim bring a certain bracha. Right, the Nitziv says this in Parshas Lech Lecha. Achein Omer Lecha Klal Tavin Oso B'Kal Parshias. Habos B'Sefer Yashar. I'm going to tell you a klal. Remember this klal regarding Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Shabbat Lam Deinu Koach Shloshes Amudei Hashkacha Pratis. Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. V'Kol Echad Mehem U'Skula L'Hashkacha B'Frat Echad. Dahainu. Torah Nikreis Cheref. Torah is called a sword. Chagor Charbacha Al Yarech. And the Gemara says, the Gemara in Shabbat says, that is Torah. Lamanu Shetorah Balios Kli Melchama. Torah is our battle instrument. And it fights the battles mi bachutz and by battles mi befnim. Fights our, it gives us the schus to fight our enemies and also the melchama of the Eitz Sahara. That's Torah brings hatzlacha in melchama. Avoda mevia parnasa la'olam. Kamosha kasam la'el, right? The avoda, which is karbanos or tefila, right? That brings parnasa to the world. Gimilas chasadim, of course, brings shalom. Brings shalom to the world. So that is the three pillars, the brachas they bring, and now the Nitziv says each of the avos excelled in one of these areas. Avram is Torah. He was the first one to spread monotheism. He was Amel, and there are riots to this in each of the Nitziv's writings, which he refers to. Kashivur v'yishmor mishmarti, and like it says in Avodah Zarah Daftes, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin also, right, remember the world is going to be 6,000 years long, 2,000 years of Torah, Tohu, 2,000 Torah, 2,000 Yimos HaMashiach. What happened at the year 2000? Right, what Torah started? How did Torah start? So that was the year 2000. Avram Avinu was born in the year 1948, so he was 52 years old. So some say that was a stage of his religious development, spreading Torah, spreading monotheism. Right, so that's the Rashi there in Sanhedrin, and the Marsha expands upon it, relating to the Mishnah, the year 4000. But either way, Avram Avinu was Torah. And he quotes the Medrash Rabbah, Shai b'chol lailo yoshe v'hoge umayan ad shahayu kilyosav novos Torah. Right, that's the Avos Rebbe Nosson writes about that in Perek Lama Gimel. But that's Avram Avinu, Torah, and that's why he calls it a har. A har is a great place for a battlefield, where you have a lot of looking down at the enemy. Yitzchak is dying b'avoda, as we know, he gave himself as a karban. Ola Tama, and that's why he is b'makam avoda, so Parnasa. And that's Me'a Sha'arim. And Yaakov is dying b'gmilat chasadim, l'mala miteva adam, k'mo ba'ofan shmiras tzon lavan, v'od yivor b'mkomo. Alkein is dying ashkach alav b'netziras shalom, l'mala minateva. And now he quotes our Gemara in Psachim Peches. Am Ravinu Kara Lahar Abayis, Mokam Hashkacha Yisbara Har, Yishaka Rasada, Yakar Abayis, the Hainu. Bishop Am Ravinu Raz, Misham Hashkacha Bimelchama. He saw his Torah as helping him in battle, right? The four kings and the five kings. Akinim Shula Har, Shumusuga Linitsuach. A mountain is very important for a battlefield. Yishak Ra Misham Shefa Parnasa. He saw the Parnasa that he had Alkain Kinu Bishem Sada. And this field is a place where you, right, it's the field and the wheat. The Yaakov, Kinu B'Shem Bayis, Shua Gorim, L'Shalom, L'Darim, Bo Yachad, you have a house, the most protection, and you can have peace within. Shalom Bayis. The calls that you've wore owed, B'chol Inyan, V'Sipur, Beritzos, Hashem. Right, and that's the Nitziv in Breishas, Yud Beis, Yud Zayin. The Shem Yishmuel, in Parshas Vayishlach, says that Yaakov Avraham Avinu was the strongest against all of his enemies, like a mountain. Right, Yitzchak Avinu more was mafkir himself, like a field, like a sadeh. And Yaakov Avinu was the first to have mitaso shlema, and that's why he's called a bias. That's Tuf Reish Ayin Zayin. Yeah, Nir Lafarish Chilufei Shemos Deinyan Har Hu Meromeim V'Nisa V'Chazak. As it says in Yeshayahu, the Eitan Shafil Kol Rucho Sheba Olam Lo Yazizu Mimkomo. He's not moving. He's very strong. A mountain doesn't move. Avraham Avinu stood up to all of those who made fun of him. With all of his lowliness, he stood up strong against the other philosophers. Number one, he was like a mountain. Yitzchak Sadeh. Ki Sadeh Hu Lashon Hefker. He's Lashon Hefker. He was Mufkar, he was Moser his own nefesh, he let himself be Mevutal. Yaakov Karobayas, because it was about Lo Lazar Acharav, he built a house, Mitaso Shlema, and that's what he saw in his Avodas Hashem. Okay, those are five ideas regarding the Avos and the Makam HaMikdash in this beautiful Agarata here on Daf Peches and Psachim.